Now, the 57th annual Primetime Emmy Awards took place last night in Los Angeles. The retired sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond won for Best Comedy Series, and the new hit Lost won for Best Drama. But the Emmys were not all about celebration, as NPR's Nova Safo reports.
For comedian Ellen DeGeneres, it was the second time hosting the Emmys. And just like the first, she was doing so after major trauma in the national psyche. In 2001, it was after September 11. This time around, DeGeneres spoke of the Gulf Coast disaster.
You'll notice that some of us are wearing magnolias for support of the victims of Hurricane Katrina. New Orleans is my hometown, and I have family in Mississippi. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to everyone affected.
With that, the Emmys dove right into the show, and what viewers saw was a revamped telecast. The Emmys saw its ratings drop 27% over the past 5 years. So CBS brought in producer Ken Ehrlich, who has kept up the ratings for the Grammy Awards. His changes ranged from a brisk pace to several performances of favorite TV show themes. This one from The Jeffersons, sung by R&B artist Macy Gray and actor Gary Jordan.
Now we're up in the big leagues, taking our turn at bat. As long as we're here, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
As for the awards themselves, several previous Emmy winners won again, including Tony Shalhoub, who won Best Comedic Actor for his work in Monk. James Spader of ABC's Boston Legal won for Best Dramatic Actor. The primetime soap Desperate Housewives went in with 15 nominations and left the telecast with 2 wins. 3 of its stars competed against each other for Best Actress. Felicity Huffman won.
I'd like to thank David Mamet for putting me in his plays. I would like to thank Aaron Sorkin for watching those plays and casting me in Sports Night. And I would like to thank the stellar Mark Cherry, from whom all good things come.
It was Huffman's first Emmy win. The same was true for Patricia Arquette, who won for her starring role in The Medium. On stage, she saluted the volunteers aiding victims of the Katrina disaster. Backstage, she admitted she had some reservations about the relevance of the Emmys.
I don't know, it was a real conflict. People were saying, no, people want to get distracted, and they want to see glamour. But I don't want to be garish, because this is a time of, you know, people are in real need, and that's all that's really important right now.
The show's producers were aware of that challenge, and mentions of Katrina were heard throughout the program. The most direct comments came from comedian Jon Stewart, who was asked by the producers to do something, as he put it, topical and edgy. Stewart focused some of his attacks on the former FEMA director Michael Brown. Stewart's segment was pre-taped, complete with deliberately comedic, fake censorship.
He didn't know people were stranded at the convention center. Turn on the television and watch
2.5 Men every Monday on CBS.
Jon Stewart was on stage 2 other times. His program, The Daily Show, was given awards for writing and outstanding variety, music, or comedy series. Nova Safo, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.